Previously on Snorkeling with Narwhals.
My hot take is that the man who helped create or created Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Willow peaked with the 1973 coming-of-age movie American Graffiti.
I will tell you, and maybe you'll have a hot take within this because we disagree. I binged the X-Men movies. And I think Logan sucks.
Okay, now we have a problem. Hey everyone, I'm Brian.
And I'm Slippy.
And this is Snorkeling with Narwhals. So that was a very long, extended, like, tangent about X-Men.
Oh yeah.
On to my second hot take, which deals with superhero movies, but different style. The Incredibles is one of the most overrated movies ever.
Oh. it's heavy.
So I will say that I saw part of The Incredibles when I was 10. They showed it to us in elementary school. For just like, you know, part of an assembly. Because that's apparently a thing we did back then.
Yeah.
I did eventually
see... What is school?
Yeah. I know, you think back, you're like, well, you just, like, sat us in an auditorium.
What were the teachers doing? Yeah. Was it the day after the Super Bowl? That would make so much sense. It's like, it's movie day for the whole school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but we did watch it. And then I eventually did see the whole movie. I don't think it's that good. I get it. Like, you know... superheroes are illegal. He's jonesing to go back into action. There's the whole subplot where the wife thinks that he's cheating on her, which is in a kid's movie.
Yeah, I feel like people forget that. It's a significant like motivator of the characters, but you're not really watching it for, I don't know.
And then, you know, the family all bands together to fight the villain. And they win at the end, and then they become a team. And that's a very simple version of the plot.
It gives you what you want as like a basic audience.
But to me...
It's boring.
It's not boring, it's just fine. I mean, it's like, there's like way better superhero movies, and there's way better Pixar movies.
Yeah, that might be true.
I just don't get it. And I talked to one of my professors before. Do you remember Joe Bookman?
I do, but I didn't have Bookman for anything.
Awesome guy, had him for screenwriting. And I talked about how it was like everything in that movie is perfect. Like the characters, the plot, the writing, the animation, everything should be a 4-star movie for me, but it just doesn't hit.
Yeah.
It's
just context. It's just context, I think. Like for the time that it came out, based on the other movies that had come out at the time and had existed before it, and for the audience that watched it, like for our generation, it just landed at the right time. And
I'm gonna make you even like more upset, because I was thinking about the Pixar movies that came out around it, and I'm like, okay, Finding Nemo, well yeah, like if I said Finding Nemo was better than The Incredibles, that's not a hot take.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think,
but the one that came out after The Incredibles was Cars.
Okay, well, Cars is actually great, I think.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the first Cars is way better than The Incredibles.
I don't know. I mean, it's just different, and it appeals probably to a different group of people. Like, Cars, I don't know which one's more... They probably are the same age grouping of people who watch them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first Cars has a very nice, you know, a good message, like, slow down and enjoy life. Don't rush through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has good characters. But no, it's one of those... I understand that saying that The Incredibles is like one of the most overrated movies ever is controversial.
It's a strong statement.
And I don't know exactly why I feel that way.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit for me. Like, it's good. It's fine. I went and saw the second one in theaters, which was also overrated. But, you know, maybe don't wait 15 years to make a sequel.
It's probably more the theme. Like, the theme of the movie is just not necessarily something for you, like, not something you needed to hear or whatever.
Maybe.
And, like, I'm actually, you may have mentioned Toy Story earlier. Like Toy Story for me,
but I love Toy Story.
It does not resonate like it did for other people. And like I can still acknowledge, like, I think it was a very good movie. And I wouldn't say that it's overrated, but my view of it is certainly below average. Like I don't rewatch Toy Story. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, so I do think the first Toy Story is great, but I think the second and third one are way better.
And the third one, like, people cried in the movie. I had people crying on my shoulder. Like, we were at this. It was like, oh my gosh,
it's emotional.
It's very emotional, and I may be heartless sometimes, but like, it gets you, and yet, if you can like break out of that for a second, it's like I'm watching a children's movie about like a teddy bear on like I just.
Well, but that's another one. Speaking of like series that like X-Men, like the third one ended perfectly, and then they made a fourth one, and the fourth one ended pretty perfectly too, and now they're gonna make a fifth one. I'm like, what are you doing? Just stop, please. We don't need more.
But they're like mandatory viewing after you've seen the others. Yeah,
it's like I would have said that before the fourth one came out that it was like a perfect trilogy. Not the best trilogy ever. That belongs to another series.
Mm.
But
which won't remain nameless?
It's Lord of the Rings. Okay. But
our collective favorite.
I mean, it's the Lord of the Rings movies aren't even my favorite movies. It's just like I've never seen anything more well made in my life.
And across three. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's wow. That's just a side thing, but yeah, so that was my Incredibles one. What else you got?
All right, so I don't know how hot of a take this is, but I think that movie trailers, specifically on streaming platforms, which is how we consume movies now, need to be more honest. So
explain.
Yeah, so there's two things here. So as a person who hates horror movies and doesn't really watch heavy thrillers either, I really don't like being duped into watching them, and I don't really appreciate whenever I'm like with friends and they're like, "Oh yeah, you can watch this. You'll be fine. Like it's really not scary." And then you're watching it and you're like, "No, I'm watching a horror movie and I'm going to have nightmares and not sleep
well." Yes.
And movie trailers, like specifically on Netflix, where sometimes they don't even play the trailer, but they give you a scene from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, it's probably on me to watch the trailer to try and get an honest portrayal of the movie if I just watched the scene that Netflix showed me. But sometimes it's gripping and I'm like, okay, skip. I'll just play it. I saw the cast. I saw Matt Damon's in it and Jude Law. And I think Mr. Ripley's going to be amazing. And then I watch Mr. Ripley and I'm like, I'm a little on edge. It made me.
that the talent Mr. Ripley is. Yeah, I guess that would be a thriller.
It's sort of a thriller. And now, that said, I can deal with it, but I would have liked to have known going into it what I was dealing with. Yeah, that's
more of a light thriller. Now, if it was like a full-blown horror movie, yeah, I'd be mad too.
And I sort of felt this way about like Shutter Island and Manchurian Candidate and these kinds of movies. Like they're on the periphery. It's like the general public grasps onto them and they're like, you have to see it. It's really good. And then you're like, okay, well, if everybody likes it, it's probably not that bad. And then I watch it and I'm like, this is like, it's a psychological thriller and it's affecting me. But I think even still, like I can rewatch them knowing what they are and I'm okay. It's just a matter of like going into
the initial,
I don't want to be duped. Yeah.
Well, not even that, but then there's movies like, I remember, and I've still never seen the movie, so I can't say for sure, but the second Ninja Turtles movie that they made, like, this century, the ones with Megan Fox.
Oh, I didn't see them.
I didn't either. They're Michael Bay movies, though, so, you know, do with that what you will.
Yeah.
But the second one released one of the best trailers I've ever seen. The music was great, like, everything they showed was great. Like, it looked like it was going to be an awesome movie and the reviews were terrible. So there is a page on TV Tropes called like spoilers always lie. Or, sorry, trailers always lie.
Yes.
And it's like, it just made me think of the trailer for Avengers Infinity War, where it shows everyone charging in Wakanda and the Hulk is there charging.
Right.
It's like, yeah, the Hulk isn't there.
They're always, well, and they're also always, I shouldn't say they're always better than the movie, but sometimes it's almost like you've gotten better at internet shopping, even though the internet has gotten worse. Like, you're good at the research part now. It's like, okay, I can sift through this ad. This site was sponsored by the product that I'm trying to read about. So it's not going to be objective. In the same way, movie trailers, it's like, I'm pretty sure I just saw the entire plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And I maybe just saw the best scenes. Do I really need to go watch it?
Also, speaking of movies that I've seen the trailer for, Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, why are people talking about this?
I'm going to see it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It looks horrible.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Like, what does this say?
It looks like a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
No. See, if enough people watch it, I'll probably go.
Yet I'm like compelled. I'm like, this looks like the dumbest thing ever. Ray Liotta's in it. Which, like, you know, late career Ray Liotta, rest in peace, is not really worth watching.
No. This is this a, I don't know if this is a hot take. This is, maybe it's another bad take.
This is just one of those, I'm not even using it as a take. I'm just saying that I'm going to see Cocaine Bear, and there's a part of me that's like, you are an idiot.
And then you're going to come out of the movie and it, like, this is the thing, because you have a certain expectation.
Exactly. Right?
And it won't meet it. Whatever it is, it's not going
to
be that.
No, here's the thing. I, with my brother and sister, went to see Paul Blart 2 in theaters in 2015. A movie that at one point had a 0% score on Rotten Tomatoes. And
that sets it up.
We laughed so hard throughout that movie because we had no expectations for it.
Right.
So we thought it was just going to be the dumbest thing ever. It was so funny. And like, it's a bad movie. It's stupid. Like, it's really stupid. But like, we thought it was hilarious. So that's what I'm hoping with Cocaine Bear. I mean, that's how I kind of was with the first Suicide Squad. I had no expectations, so I kind of enjoyed it.
Same, actually. Yeah, I just watched that.
Speaking of things where the trailer makes it look way better.
Well, I watched that, I think, this calendar year. And yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, you know,
the original, right?
Yeah, people should be talking about this. It's good. Like, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, you could say that as far as like a convincing or compelling bad guy is concerned, it's maybe missing.
Yeah.
But other than that, you get this squad of people that you're definitely like, okay, I'm in. I want to see more of this.
Yeah. Especially Will Smith and Margot Robbie were really good in it.
Well, and then Will Smith's not in the next one.
No. Right?
So, but
they left it open where, you know, he could
return. And then, and we did get, what's his name?
Idris Elba.
Yes, Idris Elba. Yes. Yeah. And I thought his character addition to that was superb. Yeah.
So let's see. Your hot take. What was your hot take?
I was going to say, where did we leave off? Mine was about movie trailers.
Oh, movie trailers. Okay. This one, I don't think it's not really a hot take, but let's just get it out there. The Peter Jackson King Kong sucks.
Oh, so does Planet of the Apes.
Whoa. Okay. Which Planet of the Apes are you talking about?
Yes.
All of it?
I think the new ones are actually, or the first one of the new series, if you want to call them new at this point.
With James Franco.
Yeah, I thought it was well done. Do I think Planet of the Apes as a story is any bit good? Not at all. Do I think the original one or two or however many they made back in...
They made five.
The Stone Age. Yeah, so... Those ancient movies are all terrible, and they definitely did not warrant any sequels, let alone a new reboot franchise.
Oy. And they're making a fourth one in this current series, by the way.
Which I also won't see.
All right.
What was yours? I'm a big
Planet of the Apes fan, so here we go.
Well, the King... Wait, so King Kong, though. This okay, is where well, you started. I wanted to interrupt, because they're similar.
Because I don't think this King Kong one is very hot of a hot take, but I like that you jumped in, because we'll get, you know... it's just... So this was, I think, the first movie Peter Jackson made after Lord of the Rings, so he could do anything. Like, he could do whatever he wanted. And it's just dark for dark's sake.
Yeah.
Like, it's gloomy, it's depressing, it's not anything I really ever need to watch again. It's like 3.5 hours long. Maybe not that long, but it's long. It's at least 3 hours long. I have to watch Andy Serkis get eaten by, like, weird tentacle bug things.
Right.
And, yeah, there's giant insects, which are always a no.
Yeah, you leave it confused. You're sort of like, why did I waste that time of my life?
Yeah. And it's one of those things, again, where it was like, oh, Peter Jackson's on top of the world. And it's like, well, yeah. And it got great reviews. But
the Godzilla stuff later, like these later adaptations of like the newer, like, how do you feel about all that?
Yeah, I would much rather watch Kong Skull Island, which was the second entry in what they call the MonsterVerse, where it's the first, there's Godzilla, Kong, another Godzilla, and then Godzilla versus Kong, and they're working on more. But that one was kind of campy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a scene in the movie where Tom Hiddleston, who does a good job in it, Tom Hiddleston, there's just randomly poisonous gas flying through the sky and weird pterodactyl things coming. So he grabs a gas mask and a samurai sword and proceeds to slice through them.
Which, anytime you grab a katana in a movie, it's like, oh yeah.
It is the most absolute bonkers scene in the movie.
Yeah. Yep.
But I would much rather watch it than the Peter Jackson one. Also, it has John C. Reilly in it, and he has the best line of the entire movie, where they said he just improvised it, because, like, you can tell that there's, like, no bearing on the plot at all.
Right.
He's like, yeah, watch out, there's ants in the trees. Big ones. And then, like, you hear a bird chirp, and he's like, it sounds like a bird, but it's an effing ant.
I just feel like they're not trying. Like, they aren't really trying with the... Like, they don't need to.
No, it's... They're like, we have a giant ape that's fighting humans. Like, what more do you need?
Right. We're going to send a lot of money into the CGI department.
Yeah.
And make you happy with what you're seeing on screen. And then we'll, like, pay some writer who's like, we'll give him like $10 an hour.
And I mean, it's almost just like, you know, they made this movie so that they could set up Godzilla vs. Kong, which isn't that good either,
by the way. No, but it's what the people want.
Yeah. But so that's my King Kong take. Now, Planet of the Apes, here's where you're wrong. You're actually kind of right, but you're
right about
wrong.
I'm right about the ones that are as old as time.
So first off, they made like 5 movies in like 5 or 6 years. I didn't know that. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, that
like they were really like pumping them out like every year. The original Planet of the Apes is really good.
Well, and people went mad for it. Like, our parents' generation.
Yeah.
When those things were out, it was like, these are the movies. And like it sticks with them as like, you have to see Planet of the Apes. And
this
it's like
kind of a good bookend, and we'll probably end with this as the last hot take.
Yeah.
But that, along with The Sixth Sense, might be one of the best twist endings. And by now, everyone should know the twist ending of Planet of the Apes, that he is not on a different planet. He's on Earth in the future.
Yeah.
Great twist. Like, super solid twist. Charlton Heston is really good in it. The plot's good. So that one, I think, that deserves the praise it gets. The second one sucks. Like, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It has, like, they're like, well, how, what can we do next? It's like mutant people. I'm like, okay, sure. That's not what I was expecting. But
I just think they're so trippy. Like, I see like these masks on people, like these terrible, like, costumes.
Yeah, but for the time, it was, you know.
I know, context.
And then there.
But I don't live then.
You live now. Yeah. 3, 4, and 5. 3 is okay. I don't know enough about 4 and 5. Then there's the Tim Burton one from 2001 with Mark Wahlberg. Not a very good movie, but the makeup is incredible.
Actually, don't think I knew that one existed.
If there's one reason to watch it, it's for the makeup. Because it's
and Marky Mark.
No, not even for Marky Mark.
Aww.
But I mean, the make, like, I literally just keep repeating myself, like, it is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really am a fan of the new trilogy. Like, the first one was really good. It gave me really conflicting feelings because I wasn't sure who I was supposed to root for, the humans or the apes. The second one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, is actually in, like, my top 20 movie list, which it keeps expanding. At first, it was a top 11, and then currently it's actually at 16, but it's probably going to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just really bad at paring things down. But it has some great writing. You've never seen that one?
So I've seen, yeah, I saw the first two of the new ones, and my siblings kind of have that. The same opinion as you do. They're like, these are great. They're like the next thing. They're like the next Jurassic Park, which is maybe in the same, I don't know, genre or something.
Yeah, similar.
And they're like, this is our next thing. And I watched it with them, and I was like, you know, I agree. It's well made, whatever. I can see why you like the story and the acting and stuff. But it's like, it's like anything with these. I just watched Avatar 2, and it's like, why am I rooting for the blue people? Like, I'm a human being. Like, I want them to get the resources so that we can continue our own race. Damn it. This is so dumb. Like, stop making me feel like a bad person for rooting for the humans.
Well, what I love about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is that there are good apes, there are bad apes, there are good humans, there are bad humans, and all of their motivations make sense. Like, Caesar was raised by humans, he knows that they can be good, and he just wants peace with them. Whereas Kobo was experimented on by humans, and is very right to not trust them, which kind of sends him off the deep end. And then the humans, the one played by Jason Clarke, is basically just Caesar as a human, where he's like, we just want peace. And Gary Oldman plays the guy who's like, you know, our world has been destroyed. Right. So I guess that's who you would play, Slippy.
I really enjoy Gary Oldman in everything that he's in.
Absolutely. And
he must choose his roles like very meticulously because, yeah.
He's incredible. That's not a hot take.
No.
But yeah, no, I just think I think the characterization in that one especially is really well done. And it's kind of like with Caesar, it's like, how far is he willing to go, you know, to preserve the peace or whatever. Or whatever. So that's I think our haphazard list of hot takes.
There you go. We did it.
We did it.
We had no schedule.
No, we had like a semi list of hot takes.
That's right.
We just wanted to see where it would go. But anyway, I am Brian.
And I'm Slippy.
And this has been Snorkeling with Narwhals. Hey everyone, I'm Brian.
And I'm Slippy.
And this is Snorkeling with Narwhals, and we are back for part 2 of
doubling down on bad takes. I mean, good takes.
Hot takes.
What are they?
Hot movie takes.
Hot takes.
Things you may not agree with.
At all.
That was
Brian, awkward. You wanted me on here for what? Random energy? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. Am I bringing enough?
Let's do that one again.
Okay.
I need to be ready for your random energy.
I'm not gonna, I'm just gonna be quiet.